Perform Muragva meditation of his personal name. There are two types of Muraqaba. Muraqaba of his personal name and Muraqaba of Safat. This is Ism-e-Zat. Ism-e-Zat, what does that mean? That Allah Ta'ala's, his personal name. To do dhikr of that name with your heart. And your tongue, you put it to the roof of your mouth, your palate, don't move your tongue. And in your heart, with the tongue of your heart, on the sound of the dhikr beach, say Allah, 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 to keep on repeating this. And do this so much, this dhikr, that always whilst you're moving around, walking, sitting, your heart should start to do dhikr of Allah. This is called the heart becoming alive. And this is the feeling during dhikr. In other words, the heart to become alive. Every moment the heart should feel that I'm remembering Allah. There are two ways of doing this. One is the insan, the individual, his heart starts to beat and it starts to say the name of Allah. And the other way is that even if you don't feel anything, but always your attention is towards Allah. Both feelings are okay and fine and mean the same thing. Sometimes a person's heart, he feels it physically beating. And he can hear the sound of the heart. He can start to hear in the ears the beating of the heart. There's another feeling that you don't feel anything, the heart beat. But that individual's attention is always towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both feelings, both conditions are accepted. And this is not in your control that I want to do dhikr, I want to hear, I want to see. When I do dhikr, my heart beats. Or the other condition, emotion. No, both emotions, conditions, they come from Allah. However, Allah wants, He grants and gives to the person. But remember this, a person who does dhikr of the heart, his heart starts to do dhikr. And a person who learns dhikr from a shaykh and explains the method. And then it becomes lazim, that in the remembrance of Allah, he becomes immersed. So this is a very high status. The insan is ibadah, the high state is that always the servant starts to remember Allah. So much he gets habitual and used to it, the heart, not the individual, his heart becomes so used to it that sometimes that he gets a jolt, he gets suddenly shaken that remember Allah. You are forgetting me, Allah says, remember me. And this is how a person gets to that state, slowly, slowly. There are different feelings, emotions of the dhikr of Allah in the dhikr of his personal name. So this is the first step to do, get close to Allah. And there's another thing here as well, that this is also called dhikr jazbi, because in this there's a lot of jazb, passion, lot of fervor. What does that mean? That person's feelings, emotions get strong. Sometimes he gets the feeling of immense enjoyment, excitement, enjoyment during dhikr. So there are different feelings, emotions, effects of dhikr. In the same way, the insan in the body, there's a difference made in his body. The whole body, there's differences made. Because this is the nur, the light of Allah. Nur comes into the person. Anyhow, there is a very excellent and brilliant, amazing method of doing dhikr. This is called dhikr khafi. And with regards to reward, Allah Ta'ala has given 70 times more extra reward in Fazali Amal. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib has mentioned this. The reward for this is 70 times more of doing dhikr in the heart. And in the hadith, it is mentioned this, the fadail, the virtues. So, dhikr, those who have learnt the dhikr, you should be regular in this, punctual. Don't waste time. This is a very valuable treasure Allah has given to you. Every moment, keep yourself busy and occupied in dhikrullah. This doesn't mean that always you just keep your eyes closed and sit in muraqbah. No. This means that at all times, keep the focus and attention towards your heart. What does that mean? That your thoughts should always be going towards your heart. And this becomes solid and regular. You understand what I mean? That becomes permanent, established, you get used to it then, easily. Yes, you will struggle in the first stages, then slowly, slowly you'll establish and then you'll be able to maintain that emotion. It becomes natural, second nature. To remember Allah's name is the nature of man, remember this. It's not some extra thing or a burden, the ibadat Allah has given, these are natural. Just like fooling drowsy, sleepy, getting thirsty, to have desires. These are natural things. And the dhikr of Allah is also natural for those who have iman. This is our nature. The mu'min believer is lazim, compulsory to remember Allah. An insan, definitely he should get hungry. The person who doesn't feel hungry, he's sick. And so that person who, if that person's heart doesn't feel like doing the dhikr of Allah, that person is sick and well. And he's going against nature, whether it's a woman or a man. So always the person's emotion, focus, attention should be towards the heart. So anyhow, those who have learned dhikr, morning and evening, do your dhikr. Always, at every moment, your attention, thought should be going towards your heart. Allah has given us a great solution, whether you're not a wali Allah, or a sheikh, or a teacher, whether you feel like it or not, you think you are getting benefit or not. Rashid Ahmed Gongohi Sahib Rahmatullahi said that even if you feel like you're not, if you don't have these emotions at all, even then your dhikr is accepted. Yes, written in the Waqiyah, the Hazrat, once when Hazrat Rashid Gongohi Sahib Rahmatullahi, in his final days of his life, he couldn't see. His vision got weak. Obviously, people have cataracts and they do the cure. He didn't take the cure. His eyes could have been improved, he didn't do that. And he used to say, people used to say, why don't you go and cure and get the treatment? He said, what's the point of getting the treatment for the eyes? I stay in Muraqabah all the time. So Allah Ta'ala has closed the vision for my eyes anyhow. I remain in Muraqabah anyhow. Look how much there's power in the name of Allah, but we don't have this, that we go towards the dhikr of Allah, this determination and passion. We just think about the dunya. You can ask us to do anything in the world. They said to him, why don't you get the treatment for the eyes? You can't see. He said, a great thing. What's the need? I have no need to treat the eyes. I have to keep my eyes closed anyway. And why not just use my time and do muraqabah? Remember Allah in my heart. So, but we are sad. We don't want to do dhikr of Allah. We want to waste time. We want to do all the other work in the dunya, but not do dhikr of Allah. My brothers, he stated that once he came out from his room, he couldn't see. And he called out, is anyone sat here? Is there anybody present here? Then Mawlana Ilyas Sahib and Mawlana Zakaria Sahib were present at that time. In other words, the uncle and the nephew. And they were both sat outside to do khidmat service, because that was their sheikh. He said, is anyone there? They said, yes, I'm sat here. Ilyas is here. Zakaria is here. We are sat here. He said, I have come to tell you one thing. Because he must have had kashf. He must have got inspiration and he came out. He wanted to tell them. Because the wali Allah, they have kashf. Inspiration, the messages they give, whatever they deliver to the people, that's kashf. Inspiration, he came out. He said, though today I want to say something to you, remember what I'm saying. It's written, recorded in his malfuzat. And they said, yes, please tell us, we are ready. He said, rahmatullahi alayhi, that the dhikr of Allah, don't leave this, doesn't matter what condition you do dhikr in, doesn't matter what your circumstances are, that is accepted definitely in the court of Allah. And he said this and he went back inside his hujra, his room. So this is a big, big ni'mah. We waste it and we make excuses. I can't do dhikr, I don't have time, I don't know what to do. Life has changed, we don't get any sabak, we don't come and meet the sheikh, and we don't have any concern for ourselves. That I'm weak in dhikr or this or that. No attention. Just sat there talking, gossiping, wasting time. All the other du'as we ask the wali Allah to do. I want a child, I want a son, I want awlad, and waste of time requests. And there's no impact of this in the life. I want to get married, I need a partner, I need this. Do the dhikr of Allah. Everything. Who gives everything? Allah is the one who gives everything. Allah. So if you do your dhikr, immerse yourself in his dhikr, his remembrance, he'll give you everything you need. Anyhow, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Those who have learned dhikr, do it regularly. All the sabak, the lessons you've been given, work hard on those. Close your eyes, pay attention to your heart, and feel that your heart is remembering Allah. And the faz that I'm receiving, the blessings, through all the mashaykh of the Naqshbandi order, through the intermediary, it's coming to me. And from here, we learn with this niyyah that has been recorded. This is the niyyah for muraqabah that I'm telling you. I'm not saying this. This, before you do Muraqabah, make this niyyah that Allah, all the affairs, the blessings that are coming via all the mashayikh of the Naqshbandi silsila through my shaykh's heart, Allah, this is coming to my lataif, my spiritual points and lessons. From this we realize, before you do Muraqabah, that if you don't have a Naqshbandi shaykh, then you can't do this Muraqabah. Yeah, then when it goes through his heart, then it will come to your heart, isn't it? So the niyyah is telling us this. Yes, you have to have a shaykh first, a wali Allah. And he has to be Naqshbandi. Naqshbandi, who can imprint on your heart. Then make this niyyah, intention, that Allah, my Naqshbandi teacher, through his heart, your affairs, your blessings, Allah, allow the affairs to come to my heart. The fuse, the barakat, the blessings. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to implement this.